Can I afford to think limiting thoughts? Can I afford to think limiting thoughts? Can I afford to think thoughts that are limiting about me or anyone else in the universe? Can I afford that? I have to ask myself this regularly, whether I can afford that, because that is something that is holding me back. That is something that is keeping me from expressing all of the good that I am. It's keeping me from expressing all of the wonder that is all around me. If I allow myself to have limiting thoughts, then I am limiting thoughts. If I allow myself to have limiting thoughts, then limiting thoughts are exactly what I am having in my world. And is that what I want to have? Is that what I want to have? Now, people say you should be aware of the news, you should be aware of the coming events. But I say, if you live your life, if I live my life, thinking of everything in this universe as being good and very good, of thinking everything in my world is good and very good, and if I'm going to listen to news events that tell of things that are going on that are not beneficial to me and my world, I'm not helping myself and I'm not helping my world. For whatever things I am thinking about, that is what I'm empowering. That's what I'm giving the power to be in my world. That's what I'm giving the power to be in my life. That's what I'm giving the power to be in all that I am. And is that what I want to do? Is that what I want to do, to empower negativity and negative things in my life? Well, how many times have you talked about political candidates in a negative way? Why not talk about political candidates in a positive way? Which ones are you really interested in? Which ones do you want to see brought about in perfect way? Now, the media is going to bring about all sorts of things about people and about the events and about circumstances. Now, are these things true? We have come upon a world that has so much that people are just making up things, and things are not really true. Now, if we allow ourselves to think about things that are not true, are not beneficial, then what we're doing is we are empowering those non-beneficial things to take place in our life. We're empowering those non-beneficial things to be brought up. Now, that's just looking at history. That's just looking at the background. That's just looking at the events of life that are really happening. Is it? Is it really? Thumper's mother said to Thumper, if you can't say something nice, don't say something at all. Don't say anything at all. If you can't say something nice, don't get involved in anything at all. Be involved only in love and truth and goodness and beauty. Be involved only in the joy of life. Only in the magic of life. Only in the wisdom of life. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a Pollyanna world? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a world of peace and joy and happy ideas? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a world where everyone spoke well of another, where everyone spoke well of their neighbors, where everyone spoke well of their family members? That's more readily than we really know. People are speaking well of their family. People are speaking well of people close to them, and that's the beautiful thing of life. So get busy by being a positive seed in this world, by being a positive attitude in this world, by being a positive, uplifting thinker who spreads your uplifting thoughts everywhere. who said, all is in divine order. All is beautiful. When you're thinking about illness, you're going to enjoy illness. If you're thinking about wholeness, you're going to enjoy wholeness. It's just as simple as that, and it's just as easy as that. And if that is what you really want to have and know in your life, in your experience, then that's what you want to be. And to have that and to be that in your life is the most beautiful thing you could ever desire. It's the most wonderful thing you could ever experience, the most wonderful thing that could ever take place in your world, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters in your world. That's all that matters in your life. Now, can you do that? Can you take charge of your life? Can you know in your life that it's beautiful and it's good and it's very good? Can you know that? Can you know that very wonderfully? Then that's what's going on. That's what's going on in your world. That's what's going on in your life. That's what's going on in the universe around you. And it's something really worthwhile taking thought about. Or can I afford to think limiting thoughts? Is that what I want? Can I afford to think that I'm sick? Then I'm going to be sick. Can I afford to think that I am well? Then I'm going to be well. Can I afford to think that all is in divine order in this world? And all is in divine order in this world. What can I think? What can I be? What can I know? How can I act? How can I live? How can I appreciate what's going on in this universe? How can I appreciate what's going on in the world that I live in? The world that I create? The world that is my world? How can I live in it? Can I afford to think limiting thoughts? Oh, not really, because that's what I'll experience. Can I afford to think positive thoughts? You bet. And that's what I'll experience. So I, every day, think positive thoughts. Think joyous thoughts. Think grand thoughts. Think thoughts of all that is good and beautiful. All that is wonderful. That's the thoughts that I think. That's the life that I think. That's the world that I am in. And it's a world that I always enjoy. Ruby comes in through out her doggy door, and when she comes in, she shakes her head because she wants to shake off the coolness and soak in the warmness of the house. And she doesn't shake off the coolness by letting it set and letting it just evaporate by itself. She shakes it off, and then she is ready for the warmth of the house and the warmth that is in here. Can I afford to think limiting thoughts? Can I afford to leave the coolness on me? Or do I just shake it off and release it and let it go? Do I just be myself and be having fun and having joy in my life? What can I do? What can I think? What can I dream? What can I wonder about? And it's up to me, whatever it may be. Whatever it is up to me, it is up to me. And I am very happy in being that. I am very happy in fulfilling that. I am very happy in knowing that, because that is all that matters. That is all that matters, and that is what I am. And that is what I am. And is that what you are? Is that what your dream is? Is that what your desire for your life is? If it is, then you've got it all made very beautifully. You've got it all fulfilled very beautifully. Look at the joyous things. These are things that make you happy. Look at the unlimiting things. These are the things that spread your wings, that give you life, that give you power, that give you joy, that give you magic in your world. Look at all that is good and beautiful and pure and wonderful and fantastic. Because this is the truth about you. Can I afford to think limiting thoughts? No, I cannot. I can only afford to think positive thoughts, joyous thoughts, marvelous thoughts, thoughts that are beautiful, thoughts that are fulfilling, thoughts that are magical. Because that's the thought that makes my world fulfilled, today and always. That's the thought that is my world today and always. And I love it, and I love it, I love it. Do you love it? 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 Oh my, yes, you love it. And you sing with the top of your voice, there's a song in my heart. And let it go. Let it be. Let the magic of it be yours now. Can I afford to think limiting thoughts? No way. I think positive thoughts. And that's why I think about each of you and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.